long your pet talk.
You know what time it is, people. 6:30, Cold Ball Radio Show. Each and every night, 6:30 p.m. As I said, I will be changing up my times and my days. I'll definitely let you know before anything jumps off. I've been offered new opportunities, so you know I have to just make sure I still bring you, still make sure I appease to my listeners and my followers. But at the same time, I still got to make sure I maintain a household. So, you know, just bear with me. It's not going to be too much. I'm going to do it 3 nights out the week, and it might be a different time change. So I will definitely keep you informed and let you know when that is taking place by this weekend. The topic of the show is time for action, because it surely is time for action and keeping hope alive. Got to keep hope alive, because without hope, we have no life. So, you know, it's very important that we keep hope alive in everything that we aspire to do in today's time. And speaking of time, there is no time for idle time. It is time to get some work done. That's why I said time for action. Ain't no time for excuses why you can't do something because you don't have this amount of money. Man, look, just like the song said, dollar and a dream. That's all you need. So as long as you have a vision and a dream, execute it. Time to execute it. No time to make no excuse. No, I don't have no time for it. I don't have no money for it. Look now. Look, take whatever you got and go do what you got to do. God will make a way. That's all you need to know. He makes a way out of no way, period. So it's time to get in gear and execute whatever God, whatever Jesus has birthed in you. Because everybody has a talent. Everybody's talent is different. And you know, you have some people who do better who has the same talents, but someone does better. It doesn't matter. Congratulate that person. Learn how to, you know, be thankful for someone else and what they have and what they can do. All you can do is just learn from them, you know. And that's another thing. We have to start sharing the knowledge, passing on the knowledge. If you know how to do something, by all means, pass on the knowledge. You know, some people can't afford to go get that high education as you have been fortunate to go get or have. So why not pass on the information and knowledge so someone else can get a better chance in life? That's the thing. We can't be selfish with what we know. We have to be able to, you know, pass it on so others can get on their feet and do what they have to do. I'm a firm believer in sharing the knowledge. I drop knowledge all day, every day to whoever I come in contact with. Doesn't bother me. You know what I mean? That's what I'm here for, to spread the word and to drop the knowledge. So, like I said, you know, sometimes, you know, some people can get offended. But you mean get offended by what's being said? Yeah, hey, it's God's word that's penetrating. That's all that you. Are you hanging around? Get that bird of a feather flock together. The same thing. So if that's not you, you got to come from among them. Like 2 Corinthians chapter 6:17 says, you know, you don't surround yourself with people who are not like mine. Time to come from among them. So, pretty much, you know, definitely gotta, you know, step up and do what needs. If it ain't right, okay, you have to keep moving. Can't sit there and keep surrounding yourself by people who are not like mine. So, you know, you definitely have to, sometimes you gotta change up, switch up what you're doing. I mean, that's what God does anywhere. He renews your mind and he renews your thinking. So therefore, you know, your surroundings might change. The people you might, who you had around might change. Just everything might change. And that's one thing. People not going to like it when stuff starts changing. But at the same time, you can't worry about that. When God is trying to do something within you, you got to keep on pushing, keep on doing what you got to do. Don't worry about it, because at the same time, people, God is the only one who justifies you. He's the only one who can, he's the only judge, juror, and executor, not people. And they might try to judge you and say, oh, well, yeah, you think you this and you think you that. Honey, who? Let your haters motivate you. Let them fuel that fire and let them motivate you to the next level of your life. Don't pay them no mind. You keep on pushing. You keep on stepping. Keep on keeping on, okay? Shoot. Because people will definitely try you now. Ooh, Lord Jesus, they will try you. But that's all right. And you know, sometimes you act one way in church, another way outside the church. And I've had the privilege of coming into contact with a lot of them. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. I'm not perfect myself, but at the same time, I strive to be who God wants me to be, who he's put into my heart. So, you know, some people might say, oh, you know, about me, you know, smiling so much. I mean, that's just me. I'm a bubbly type of person. I love to smile. I love to laugh. So I'm not going to change what God, you know, how he made me. It's nothing wrong with, you know, smiling. Smile's not for everybody. You have some serious people, and that's fine. That's why they say you have people who are different. But should not allow any person to change you, especially if you didn't hear it, if God didn't drop it in your spirit. The only person that is going to change you and renew you is God, our Savior, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's it, you know? So you got to just be wary about certain people, how they come to you and how they speak to you and how they tell you different things about yourself. Because people can definitely try to tell you some things about yourself, guessing yourself like, but we're going to try to change you straight up. Definitely not going to try to change you. Now, we all know Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and he's always with us. Oh, he's always present. Like, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He's our defense in battle. And, you know, Jesus stands with us in battle, and we got to stand with him in battle. And now is definitely the time to stand with Jesus and pray. We got to pray for that elect. But the simple fact is, I mean, he's something else. That's why I'm about to pray for him. But if we pray before anything arises, then we might be in shape. Because, you know, when you're dealing with someone who has a high head, the only person who can tame that and who can put a handle on things is God, is Jesus. No one but Jesus. So that's why I say, you know, we got to pray for him, pray for him, pray for him each and every single day. Pray for him day and night. Pray for him. President-elect, pray for President-elect. It's important. It's a must. I'm praying that it does. I'm praying I already know. That's something you already know. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be a change. It's going to come about. You never know. He had a lot of stuff going on people probably don't know about. Like they said, what you're doing is eventually coming to light. And I feel for Trump to keep her living in prayer because they the smile is not real. It's artificial. And unfortunately, you know, she's in a tight situation. And I can definitely understand what kind of situation she's in. But at the same time, she has to have faith and stand on that faith and step out on faith in order for change to come about for her for the good. So I pray that this this radio show, this radio cast, broadcast, reaches Melania Trump, because definitely our prayer for you, definitely know what you're going through. And, you know, you got to be careful when you're dealing with somebody who's got money and power and just know people, honey, who people could come up floating. Got to keep it real. Got to keep it real. So, definitely got to put up in prayer. Because she is definitely going through something. I mean, I could just sense it and I could just tell. Ugh. Watch, poor baby. But she'll be all right. I know she got hope. She got to keep hope alive and do what she got to do. That's it. So, you know, just pray for her. Pray for her, pray for her, pray for her. There's nothing wrong with praying for people. We got to pray for everybody. I pray for the whole nation. That's all I can say. The whole nation is my prayer. The whole nation prays for the people that's in office, because we definitely got to pray for them. That God, you know, intercedes into their heart and their minds, and he uses them to his advantage. So just keep your eye out on that. Just keep your eye out on for that. You know what I mean? We need to get together and have a prayer day for the nation. I think that would be definitely excellent. You know, they have the march coming up. They have the marches and stuff. So why not do a prayer march to pray for the new president who comes into office? Shoot, we're going to have to pray after that, too. Because once he's going to have a lot of things at his disposal. There you go. So, you know, get the nation together and pray. That would be an awesome, awesome, awesome thing to do, or to witness or to experience. Definitely have to say, anytime we have an attack on our lives, gotta pray about it. Because there's some crazy people out here. So, definitely got to be careful, because we definitely have some people who come to kill, steal, and destroy our lives just as the devil did. So, just got to be cautious of what you're doing and who you're doing it with, because people are not exactly who they say they are. So, yeah, definitely got to be cautious. It's very important to be cautious. That is corruption. Yeah, y'all already know. Y'all probably like, oh my goodness. But you know, I got speaking on that is corruption, because they are not right in Newcastle County and in Wilmington. Neither one of them opened up a case into my daughter, my 14-year-old rape. It's just like they don't care. Like, how can they not care? It's crazy. So we definitely have to, you know, just get together and do what we have to do, point blank. When it comes to the Delaware corruption, where do I even begin? Where do I this young lady. What can I say about her? I'm just like stumped when it comes to her sometimes. Gretchen Gilchrist. She's not qualified for her position. She's lied. It's a lot I can say about that one. But it's like, what do I say? say about her. Gilchrist. Gretchen Gilchrist. Let's see. She is not qualified for her position. I mean, she lacks experience. She look. I mean, the woman needs so much information. It's just been so much with this lady. So therefore, like, I'm trying to. Definitely gotta get it together. Ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about that one. Ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about that one. Gotta get it together. That's all I can say about her. I mean, I don't have too much to say about her. So, it's very impressive that we, you know, definitely surround us by the right people, and also who are negative or not going to work. A big problem. A big problem. So, unfortunately, I'm not going to take too much of your time today, but I do want to say, you know, I appreciate all the listeners and all the callers calling in. And just listening, I know I asked you if you want to speak. So, sorry about that. I had to catch my breath. I'm a little winded. But that's all right. Going to keep on pressing forward. Today was a very productive day, and that's what I love. When I can be productive in society by doing different things. I will be going to school shortly, which is a